General Hayden, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You set up many of the post 9/11 data collection programs that have been in the headlines since Edward Snowden began his cascade of intelligence leaks. Back when those leaks began in June of last year, what was your immediate reaction when you heard?
It's interesting because there's a little bit of a human dimension to it. I'm on travel. I'm out in California, and I'm starting to get little hits on my cell phone about certain court orders being made public. And my strongest emotion was, if you're going to tell this story, tell it right. When this thing first came out, it was all about, they have all those records. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing about, so what do they do with those records? So what you got was the story of bulk collection, seemingly unconstrained, and nothing to balance that fear, which is certainly understandable, with what is the government allowed to do with that information? What does it do with that information? How mm-hmm. tightly regulated is it?
I'm curious if you think that we, the American people, are naive about data and privacy. I mean, do we expect the government not to comb through that information when so many private companies do?
Isn't that the dilemma? The most recent story had to do with Angry Birds. You're familiar with this
mm-hmm.
one?
And, yeah, that's right.
You know, it's a leaky app and pulls all this information off your iPhone, and the NSA has the capability to take that information that Angry Birds is taken off your cell phone and use it for foreign intelligence purposes. The way the story is pretty much written, it's NSA's attacking your Angry Birds app on your phone, mm-hmm. which is not true.
Right.
It is for foreign intelligence purposes against a legitimate foreign intelligence target who uses leaky apps like Google Maps or Angry Birds to intercept those signals in a lawful way and use them against legitimate intelligence targets. If you're worried about somebody taking things you don't know off your cell phone, talk to the Angry Birds guys. don't talk to NSA.
President Obama proposed a reboot of the NSA's data collection program this month. He wants to keep those billions of bits of data outside the NSA and tighten the requirements for NSA access to it. How significant do you think that change is?
Yeah, it depends on how you look at it. And it also depends on what it is you think the president was trying to achieve. There was a sentence or two inside the report by those five outside experts in which they said, we're not just focused on any real abuses, but we must take into account the perception of potential abuses. The president's trying to do it. I wish he didn't have to, but I certainly understand why he's doing it. What he is doing will make our intelligence processes a little less agile, a little less comprehensive, a bit slower. Everyone needs to understand, you're trading safety for comfort. You're trading security for confidence in the system.
So news this week that Edward Snowden's been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. How do you react to that?
I try not to say anything that reveals the darkness or depth of my emotion at how outrageous the sentence you just said to me really is. This man has created the most destructive hemorrhaging of legitimate American secrets in the history of the American Republic. And he's done it out of a sense of arrogance and moral superiority, that his judgment trumps the judgment of two presidents, both houses of Congress, the American court system, and 35,000 of his co-workers.
General Michael Hayden, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Look forward to being in Dallas.